You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Tata Steel announced its provisional growth numbers for the quarter ended June 2023. It said that its crude steel production in India stood at 5.01 million tons, with a growth of 2% on year, primarily driven by ramp-up at Neelachal Ispat Nigam Limited. It further maintained that the production was lower on quarter basis on plant maintenance shutdowns. Deliveries, meanwhile, stood at 4.8 MT, up 18% year-on-year basis, driven by a rise in domestic deliveries, even as exports moderated on year to 0.25 MT, the company said in a regulatory filing. Tata Steel's automotive and special products segment deliveries were broadly similar on year-on-year basis, and among the sub-segments, production of passenger vehicles and two-wheelers was up, while commercial vehicles declined during the quarter. In some more industry news, Tata Group is considering an offer to buy back a stake in its entertainment content distribution platform from Temasek Holdings PTE, as the Indian conglomerate weighs postponing Tata Play Limited's initial public offering, according to people with knowledge of the matter, reported Bloomberg. Tata Group is contemplating whether to delay the planned Tata Play listing because of market conditions, the people said. Instead, Tata Group has started discussions with Temasek around a deal that would give the Singaporean state investor an opportunity for a long-awaited exit from its investment in the platform, formerly known as Tata Sky, the people said. Temasek owns about 20% of the content distribution platform, one of the people said, asking not to be identified as the information is private. Meanwhile, FSN e-commerce ventures Nykaa on Friday released its first quarter update for the financial year 2023-24. It expects its consolidated revenue for the first quarter of the current financial year to grow in the mid-20s on a year-on-year basis on the back of various indicators, including moderating inflation, etc., it said in a regulatory filing. The company said that the macro indicators of the Indian economy reflect a healthy trend, which augurs well for the long-term health of the industry. GST collections continue to be robust and inflation has started to moderate. Interest rates also showing signs of stabilizing. Despite overall discretionary spend slowdown, Nykaa stated that the consumption in the beauty and personal care categories continue to remain strong, in line with longer-term trajectory. It added, quote, our BPC business NSV for the quarter is expected to grow in the early 20s year-on-year. This is supported by strong urban demand in the category, unquote. Over to market, foreign institutional investors bought shares worth a net of ₹2,641.05 crores, while domestic institutional investors offloaded shares worth a net of ₹2,351.66 crores on Wednesday, July 6, 2023, according to the data available on NSE. For the month till July 6, FIIs bought shares worth a net ₹8,374.45 crores, while DIIs sold shares worth a net ₹3,913.15 crores. In the month of June, FIIs bought shares worth a net of ₹27,250.01 crores, while DIIs purchased equities worth a net of ₹4,458.23 crores. The domestic equity indices made new all-time highs on Thursday, with the Nifty 50 passing the 19,500 mark in the intraday session and finally ending the weekly F&O expiry day in the green. The NSE Nifty 50 surged 98.80 points or 0.51% to close at 19,497.30, and BSE Sensex jumped 339.60 points or 0.52% to 65,785.64. Moving on, Mondelez Mars Inc. and PepsiCo Inc. had roaring sales in Russia last year, underscoring the strength of the Russian consumer more than a year after President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. Sales for Mondelez Russ, which sells Jubilee biscuits and Alpen Gold chocolate, rose 38% last year to 92 billion rubles, $1.1 billion, under local accounting standards, according to a recent filing with Russia's tax authority, reported Bloomberg. The Cadbury chocolate maker ended up more than doubling its overall profit compared to 2021. Profitability rose thanks to pricing, volume growth, and the suspension of advertising. Mondelez said in its annual report, adding that Russia accounted for 4% of its consolidated revenue last year. Lastly, in the tech sector, today OpenAI revealed that their most recent text-generating model, GPT-4, is now generally accessible via its API. All current OpenAI API developers with a history of successful payments will be able to access GPT-4. By the end of this month, the business intends to grant access to new developers. Thereafter, availability constraints will start to increase depending on compute availability. As per a blog post by OpenAI since March, millions of developers have requested access to the GPT-4 API, and the range of innovative products leveraging GPT-4 is growing every day. We see a time when any use case may be supported by chat-based models. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.